So you may have a dozen, two dozen, three dozen eggs in the refrigerator in your house. Can you imagine how many houses across the United States have got eggs in the refrigerator? That's a lot of eggs. What am I saying? God has blessed this nation abundantly. You know, you go to any fast food place, there's lettuce and tomatoes and all the turkey. Come Thanksgiving, turkeys everywhere. Millions of turkeys. God has blessed this nation, and we need to continue to be a nation of prayer.
Yes,
and whether those that we see out in the limelight are not praying, we need to be praying. We need to be calling upon the name of the Lord, and we need to be thanking God for what we have. Amen. So again, to all the soldiers, I know there's another soldier to come in the house. Brother Larry, God bless you. Thank you for your service. And we just bless God on this day. Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, the praise team kind of got my motor running today. I imagine they may have known what I was preaching about, or if they didn't, either way. But they got up here, and Lauren and Special and Brother Chucky started saying, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. If I die, let me die in the army of the Lord. I mean, you're talking about getting your motor running. But that's what I want to talk about today, is a charge to the soldier of Christ. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Amen?
Amen. You know, now, a soldier is one who will go to battle for his or her nation to protect whatever values that nation has. Some are drafted and some enlist, but yet and still they're in the army. You know, I remember in service time, Uncle Sam will make a soldier out of you. You go in straight off the streets, out of the hood, half crazy, whatever. By the time they get through with you, you're going to be walking like this. You know. You're gonna have your gig line straight. You go, you know, you've been transformed into a soldier. But we're soldiers in the army of the Lord, and we've been transformed.
That's right. Amen.
See, we need to have this mind in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. We need to step up to the plate, take up arms, and be ready to do battle with the devil. So as we are soldiers in the army of Christ, it's such a blessing. So I wanted to take a kind of a breeze through 2 Timothy just for a few moments. A charge to the soldier of Christ. If you're a soldier, let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
I'm talking about in Christ's army. In Christ's army, you don't have to wear combat boots. You don't have to be trained as a marksman with an M16 or AK, whatever. You know, but it calls for a different type of discipline, see, in the army of the Lord. You know, we don't have no bullets in this army. But we have the word of God that we carry with us. We're holding up the bloodstained banner for our Lord. You know, a charge, as you see, is an obligation or a requirement to maintain a readiness. Jesus said, be ye also ready.
Mm-hmm.
For we know not the day nor the hour that the Son of Man will return. Mm-hmm. We don't know when Jesus is going to break the clouds, but we need to be ready. And we need to be somewhere working for our Lord. You know, in the book of Timothy, we find the Apostle Paul, he was encouraging this young man in the ways of the Lord, a young minister. And you know, we all have someone in our sight, we are in someone's sight that's looking at us as we march in this army of the Lord. And someone is looking to us for to be an example of faith, an example of trust. An example of dependability, trusting in the Lord, encouraging those to move forward. So we as soldiers in the army of the Lord, in Christ's army, we need to know that we're in the greatest army ever. We may hear our president say, well, and others in Congress say, you know, we're the strongest military in the world. Okay, that sounds good, and it may be true. But if God is not in it.
That's right.
I don't care how many weapons you have, how many missiles you have. If God is not in it, the scriptures say, unless the Lord watch the city.
All right.
The watchman, he wake up, but in vain. The guard, he's guarding nothing unless God is helping him. So we as soldiers of Christ, it's time for us to stand at attention. You know, in the military, when they said attention, huh, they were, right? The heels clicked together, thumbs on the scene. But in the army of the Lord, the attention should be hallelujah. You know, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
For all that he has done for us. I was kind of hard-headed, knucklehead at the time. I didn't know any better when I first got in there. I wasn't going around saluting all these folks. General or somebody walked by, I played like I didn't see them, like I dropped up on the ground. Oh, but now I see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I say, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So praise God. So we will take a little trip in 2 Timothy. Again, soldiers of Christ. Just want to share a few words with you all today. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Remember, Paul is encouraging this young man. Don't you know we all need encouragement?
Yep.
Do you know that we all need structure?
Yes.
We all need direction. We need to follow orders. And those orders come from Jesus Christ and him alone.
All right.
See, and so in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, he says, you therefore, my son. You know, we're all Timothys today. Let me put it that way. So I don't want to just see, which is, you know, we always want to see in context of the scripture. And we want to see Paul as he's addressing this young man and giving him guidance. But we need to be Timothys today. We need to be Pauls today. We need to be soldiers in the army of the Lord today. We need to find our place and how we should walk and how we should do for the Lord. Because we are on a mission for our God. Please don't forget that today. When we leave this house today, we're on a mission for the Lord. We're soldiers in the army. We're not just soldiers when we come into the church. We soldiers at Albertsons and Ralph's and Home Depot. Soldiers in the hospital, soldiers at the school site. We are soldiers in the army, and a soldier has to always be ready.
That's right.
You can't go to sleep at the switch. We don't want any Pearl Harbors in our spiritual life. So, doesn't look like our planes. They're shooting at us. No. Don't think it's strange when the enemy start throwing fiery darts at you as a soldier.
That's right.
You know, Paul already told us what to put on. Put on the whole armor of God.
Yes.
See? So he says, you therefore, my son, you therefore, soldiers of Christ, you who are soldiers in the army of the Lord, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. It is that be strong in yourself. But in the unmerited favor of God, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. We need to know who our captain is.
Yes.
We need to know who our general is, who the commander is. And his name is Jesus.
Yes.
We're washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
When we said, Jesus, come into my life, guess what? We became soldiers.
Yes.
When we said, Lord, I repent of my sins. I made shipwreck, and I want you to take over. He said, you enlisted, you know. He stabbed right on in. And guess what? He don't turn nobody away.
All right.
We're living in an all-volunteer army now. Well, you try to go in, and they say, oh, you too fat. You can't go in. Oh, no, you too skinny. You can't go in. What? It wasn't like that in my day. But you know what? God is not like that. Whosoever will.
That's right. Come.
Let him come.
Yes.
Whoever want to be a soldier, you can be blind, crippled, somebody crazy, half crazy. But God said, come on to me. Whoever you are, I don't care what your, if you are crazy, Jesus said, you won't be crazy alone, you come to me.
All right.
Jesus said, I cast the devil out, amen. Yeah. I'll give you a new mind, I'll give you a new heart, I'll give you a new way of walking, I'll give you a new way of talking, amen. Right. Any man being Christ is a new creature.
Yes.
Old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. I know there's some new folks in the house today, amen. I know we're not what we used to be.
That's right.
May not be where I want to be, but I'm a long way from where I used to be.
That's right.
Jesus, and I'm marching on in the army of the Lord. Thank you, God.
Amen.
So he said, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. When we come to Bible studies, when we come to Power Hour, when we come to a morning, when we hear the word of God, we need to be getting something that we can share with somebody else. And a whole lot of us have mission fields right at home. You might have folks at home that ain't thinking about going to church. You come on and say, let me tell you what we learned today. They're like, oh no, here they come again. But just keep on telling them in love. And the word of God will start working on you.
That's right.
They'll start seeing the glory of Christ in your life. They'll begin to see your light shine. And it will cause them to want to look into the perfect law of liberty.
Yes.
He said, you therefore, watch this, you therefore must, it's a must. Therefore, you must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You're going to have some hardship. It's coming your way, but be a good soldier. We have to endure. That means we got to go through something.
Right.
We can't just snap our finger and everything is all over. We don't know why God allows some things to be. But we know that he is in control.
Yes, sir.
We know who holds our hand.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord God. So in 2 Timothy chapter 2, chapter 2, verse 19.
Thank you.
I better drink today, Mother, because I got to be trying to talk. She said, thank you. She can hold me. You drink that wine. In the midst of all this going on, how many know we're living in some crazy times? Some unsettling times. You know, if we really pay attention, and that don't mean you got to be sitting up in front of the news every day. All you got to do is just kind of hear a little bit, see a little bit. Wherever you are, you'll know that we're living in some precarious times right now. Have anybody seen how, I've never heard of a volcano going on for 3 weeks.
That's right.
And all that lava is coming up like water. It's like waterfalls of fire. Mm-hmm. Falling into the ocean now, poisonous gas is coming up. Now, if that's not bad enough, blue flames. Have you seen that? I mean, like blue flames coming up out of the ground. We're living in some unsettling times. And I say all that to say, in 2 Timothy 2:19, Paul says, nevertheless, thank you, God, no matter what you see happening, just say, nevertheless. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands sure. Having this seal, excuse me, bless the Lord. What seal is it? The Lord knows those who are his.
Yes.
The Lord knows those who are his. Anybody know that you belong to God? Can I just take a quick poll?
Yes.
You need to know today, the Lord knows those who are his.
Yes.
You belong to him. And now, and he said, so now this is, again, this is a charge to the soldiers of Christ. He says, so therefore, let everyone who names the name of Christ abstain from iniquity. If we're going to be soldiers of the Lord, we need to stop sinning.
Amen.
That don't mean we won't sin. But we should be very conscious and cognizant of sin. That we'll walk in the way that God wants us to walk. And when we get off, we say, God, help me. God, restore me. God, forgive me, Lord. As soldiers of Jesus Christ. Amen. Holiness is manifested in how we deal with false evil. I fell short. As Brother Chuck was teaching and preaching this morning in Power Hour, sometimes we say, well, forgive me if I've done anything to you. We know what we've done, and we need to fess up to it as good soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. You would think this was written yesterday, but it wasn't. This was written over 2,000 years ago, Brother Gary. But these are the times we're living in, and we're in times where the soldiers of Christ, we need to be well aware of what's going on around us. He says, but know this.
All right.
He said, have knowledge of this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. In the last days, troubling times will come. In the last days, confused times will come.
My God.
Thank you, God. And that's where we are today. We're living in perilous times. What is it that denotes perilous times? He says, for men will be lovers of themselves. Hello, somebody. Lovers of money. Boasters. Proud. Now, this you would think this just hot off the press, right? Are we seeing these type of things today?
Yes.
Guess what? All of this ain't talking about the world either. Some of this stuff have crept into the churches.
Yes, amen.
We're living in a time where people don't fear God. Where people are doing whatever they think they're big and bad enough to do. But I want to let you know, God is looking and he's looking.
Yes.
He said, if you're a soldier, act like it. If you're going to get an Article 15, you're a soldier, you better get it together. If you're going to the brig and saying, God said, I will chasten you because you belong to me and I love you.
Mm-hmm.
See, as soldiers, and I thank God, we should take whooping from God like, thank you, Lord. Thank you for tanning my hide. Thank you for showing me the right direction.
All right.
Because I want to be holy.
Yes.
I want to be right.
Yes.
I want to be pleasing in your sight.
Yes.
He said, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, perilous times.
That's right.
The soldiers of Jesus Christ are not immune to perilous times.
That's right.
These are the times we're living in, and we got to equip ourselves likewise. He says, unforgiving. It's sad when you hear saints today say, I forgive, but I just can't. I forgive, I just can't forgive. No, I forgive, but I ain't forgetting. Come on, get out of here and stay out. That's that meaning that you haven't forgiven. You know. And we want people to see Christ in us. But you know what? You wronged me 30 years ago. You weren't there when I needed you. So therefore, talk to the head.
Oh my.
You know, that's not how a soldier in the army of the Lord operates. Slanderers. Without self-control. You ever see anybody just out of control? Brutal. Despisers of good. Despisers of good? What kind of heart despises good? So you quit all that hugging and loving on folk. Quit all that helping the poor out. The people, they can help themselves. You know, despisers of good. Traitors. Watch this one. Headstrong. Man, you know, I'm just trying to tell you that Jesus loved you. A charge to soldiers of Christ. Haughty. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And get this. Having a form of godliness. Look like a Christian. Sound like a Christian. But I don't know about how they acted sometimes. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And watch this. And he said, from such folks, what?
Turn away.
Well, you say, but God, you told us to witness to the world. Well, what's the difference here? We're not to get in the midst of that kind of stuff. That should not be our lot. But we should live in such a way to those that are haughty and high-minded and puffed up, we can go to them with the word of the Lord. Say, so you know what? I'm a fellow soldier like you. A tent hunter, you know. Hallelujah to the name of God. We have to go in the trenches and help folks to see who Jesus is.
Amen.
What we should be doing. So a charge to the soldier of Christ really brings me to the text where we want to share on today. To the soldiers of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for being a soldier. I thank God for my salvation. I thank God that I have a testimony that Jesus saved me. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen.
Is there stuff I need right now? Yes. Is there some healing I need? Yes. Is there some loved ones that need to be saved in my? Yes. And guess what? I'm standing on the word of God. Knowing that God is going to work it out. He's never late. He's always on time. Jesus put a telephone in my heart and I can call him up anytime. His line is never busy. He don't have a party line. Thank you, Lord. He's a 911. And he won't send you to the wrong place. He won't send help to the wrong place. He'll send help right where it's needed. All right, let me wrap up here. So the scripture today, from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 8, a charge to the soldier of Christ. Here in this passage, Paul is at the end of his life. He's been through a whole lot. He's been shipwrecked. He's been beat. He's been left for dead. You name it, he's been there, been accused, falsely accused. But yet he's still telling this young man about Jesus.
Amen.
About what his mission is and what he needs to do. Because when all of us pass over the scene, God's word is still going to stand true.
Amen.
God's work is still going to go forward. So he says, I charge you. Remember the definition of a charge? It's an obligation. It's a requirement. When we came into Christ Jesus, it's not just for the fish and the loaves. It's not for just what we can get out of this. It's not that my bills will be paid. It's not that I will walk in divine health. It's not that I can name it and claim it, blab it and grab it. No, it's because Jesus loved me so he died.
Amen.
That I might live.
Yes.
He said, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead. And his appearing and his kingdom. Saints, Christ is coming back again.
Yes, he is.
We don't know when, but we know he's coming back.
Yes.
We know it's closer now than it's ever been.
All right.
See, so he's charged you today. He said before God, the first person in the Godhead. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the second person in the Godhead. And he's being moved by the Holy Spirit, the third person within the Godhead. Listen, we're standing before a holy and righteous God.
Yes.
We need to understand that and know that at all times. God is not a partner in mess. He said, here's the charge. Preach the word. Someone said, well, I ain't the pastor. I ain't the evangelist. I'm not going to be no. He said, preach the word.
That's right.
Tell folks about Jesus. Let the world know that Jesus loves them. That he's coming back again. Preach the word. Whatever, whoever you are, whatever your position may be, preach the word.
Amen.
You are the greeter. Preach the word. You are a saint who loves God on your job. Preach the word when time allows. Let your life do some preaching for you.
All right.
Walk uprightly before God. Walk circumspectly before God. He said, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Sometimes you may not feel like preaching the word. Sometimes it feels like it's the wrong place, but whether it's convenient or not, preach the word.
Amen.
Live the word.
Yes.
He said, convince. See? Convince. Not in not a blind in a blind faith way. But share with folks from the Word of God.
All right.
Share with them from your heart. Share with the love of Jesus. Convince and rebuke. Sometimes you got to rebuke folks. Folks is walking wrong. You don't have to come like, oh, you're holier than thou. But brother, sister, here's what the Lord said. That's wrong. This is what's right. Rebuke. Exhort. Exhort, build up, encourage, push somebody along. Exhort with all long suffering. Sometimes it takes time. With all long suffering and teaching. Teaching what? Teaching the Word of God. So many folks trying to teach their own self. Be like me. Be like me. No, no. Be like Jesus.
All right. Amen.
Teach them the Word of God. What does it mean for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son? It means just what it says. And that's why we're soldiers in the army of the Lord, because we have believed that to the saving of the soul.
Yes.
He said, for the time will come. Remember when he said earlier in chapter 2, we're living in perilous times? Now, get this, he's continued to minister to this young man. See, he says, for the time will come, and I want to just add this, and now is, when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Right.
Where folks don't want to hear what the Lord has to say, but according to their own desires, because they have itching or tingling ears, they will heap for themselves teachers. They'll find somebody to tell them what they want to hear. But my job is to tell folks what the Lord says.
Amen.
Not what Kermit Reginald Perry says, but what the Lord says. That's what's going to stand forever. God's word will always stand forever. He's saying they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables, to foolishness. These are the times we're living in. Don't get despondent, though. Keep telling folks about Jesus. Keep living a life, soldiers, for the Lord. Because, listen, I'm older now than I was yesterday. I'm older now than I was when God called this ministry out. I'm older now than I was 40 years ago when I gave my life to Jesus. So time is moving on. What is going to be our legacy? What are we leaving behind? What is someone seeing in our lives? You see, he said, so he goes on to verse 5, but you church, you saints of God, you brothers and sisters, be watchful in all things. Come on, somebody. Be watchful in all things. Not something, but in all things. Again, I'll say it again, there's no time for being sleep to the sleeping at the switch. It's no time for picking roses on the side of the road. It's time for us to be aware of our surroundings. It's time to hear what thus saith the Lord. He said, but be watchful in all things. Here it is. I'm almost done. Endure afflictions. Endure. And that's not easy. But if God don't do it, it won't be done. So I'm going to endure trusting in the Lord. Thank you, God. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Going out and letting the world know that Jesus is Lord. Fulfill your ministry. Everyone in here has a ministry. Fulfill your ministry. Thank you, Lord. And here Paul says, for I am ready. He said, for I am ready. I am already being poured out as a drink offering. In King James, when he said, well, I'm now ready to be offered up, and the time of my departure is at hand. He said, and the time of my departure is at hand. You know, when you talk about offerings to the Lord, you didn't ever just take anything to God. The Israelites in the Old Testament time, you bought a yearling. You brought a male bull or whatever it was, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Whatever you gave, a grain offering, whatever it was, you offered it to God. It was pure. And here we are pure by the blood of Jesus. We've been born again. We've been washed in his blood. We are a living sacrifice for the Lord. He said, well, I am already being poured out of the drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. He said, I fought a good fight. Are we fighting a good fight today?
All right.
Lay hold, fight the good fight of faith, the scripture said. Lay hold to eternal life. I'm just saying, it's time to just step up to the plate.
All right.
As soldiers in the army of the Lord. For God I live, for God I die. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
Right.
The faith. There's only one faith, and that's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, who forgives our sins and heals all of our diseases. He said, finally, and we can encourage one another with this, finally there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. You know, Scripture talks about a crown of life. It talks about a crown of glory. And here he's talking about a crown of righteousness. See, in the game, you're running to get a crown. But we're running for the Lord, and he's going to give us a crown. Listen, you sing the song, one day I'm going to wear a crown. When the trumpet sound, thank you, Lord, I'm going to wear a crown. A robe and a crown. He's promises to us. Finally, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not to me only, but to all, but also to all who love his appearing. How many love his appearing? How many are looking forward to seeing Jesus come back again? Amen. To bring and to receive us unto himself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. So, you know, just in closing, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. And if you care to check it, you look from Genesis to Revelation. God's soldiers have never lost a battle. Only time God's soldiers lose a battle is when they're walking in disobedience to God. When we're walking in disobedience to God, we get whooped up. Say, God bless me, bless God. Say, no, I don't bless no mess. He said, apply 1 John 1 and 9 and ask for forgiveness. And I'll do it for you. Soldiers of Christ must eat the right food. I was so skinny. When I got the basic training, some folks called me crossbones. I can even play a tune. Yeah. So I even got a little meat on them now. But they start feeding me them potatoes and that SOS every morning and the oatmeal. And shoot, after a while, they had me doing kitchen patrol. I was the milkman for the chocolate milk. When it would run out, I'd go get the 5-gallon thing, put it up here, take it back, cut the little tip off, and put it in the machine. They start putting a little weight on me. I looked one day, I had learned how to do some push-ups. I said, well, look at here. I saw a little rise up there. See, if we eat the right food, we'll be buffed up in the spirit, man.
Right.
If we eat the word of God, if we learn how to digest God's word,
yes,
to feed on God's word every day, we'll be who he wants us to be. Hey, God's soldiers must look up and not look down.
All right.
You can't be a soldier to march like you don't know what's in front of you. Hit the wall, boom, whoop, whoop. No, we need to look up. Look up and live.
Yeah.
Look up with expectation. Look outside. If you're locked up in jail, look out the window. Don't be looking at the floor drain. Look out. See? Is a soldier of Christ will volunteer for dangerous missions. Here at 3P's, we have some dangerous missions, and we got volunteers and special ops say, I'll go to Fairmont Park. You know, I'll go knock on the doors. I'll go into the homeless shelter. Those are missions that the saints of God volunteer for. We're going against the enemy.
Yes, sir.
Who don't want to see the people blessed. Who don't want to see the word of God go forth. But we go in the name of the Lord, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
So I want to tell you today that we live in a time, somebody here today might need to enlist in the army of the Lord. And you've been kind of looking at the recruiter station, looking at the altar, and kind of looking in the windows of churches and turn on the TV sometime and hear somebody preach. Well, it's time for you to enlist into the army of the Lord.
Amen.
But some of us sitting here, it's time for us to re-enlist.
All right.
And become lifers. in the house of the Lord. It's time to come out of our mess, come out of our sin, come out of our situation, come out of our lack of faith, and come in and say, God, I'm here for you. God, use me.
Hallelujah.
A charge to the soldiers in the army of the Lord. Soldiers of God, here in 3P's in particular, keep on praying. Keep on praising. Keep on proclaiming the word of the Lord. Keep on loving one another. Keep on trusting God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, knowing that God is going to work it out. Amen?
Amen?
Can we do that as a body of believers? Can we continue to stay on the wall, fighting for our Lord, being that soldier, carrying our weapon to put on the whole armor of God, which we may be able to resist the devil in the evil day when we've done all to stand some more, having on our helmet of salvation? Thank you. But guess what? We got the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And the word of God will get the job done. Listen, you got those dreams and visions and hope that you kind of put on the back burner. It's time to resurrect. It's time to believe God for the future. Young people, trust in the Lord now.
Mm-hmm.
Give your life to Jesus now. Mm-hmm. Walk uprightly for God now. Everything you need, He's going to give it to you. Old folks, let's not get lackadaisical. Let's not get comfortable just going to church. Let's come running to the house of the Lord. Let's start running to do the things that God has called for us to do. Amen?
Amen.
Well, praise God. God bless you all. That's the word for today. I just want to charge you by the Lord Jesus Christ. Know that you're a soldier. Walk in that. Walk in that. Walk in that. Praise the Lord. Brother Chucky, why don't you come and dismiss us, brother? God bless you. Mm-hmm.